Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is the Keyboard Gangster. I am here with Mr. M, we'll call him for now. This is a new podcast that we are starting. We haven't named it yet, but it's going to be leaning into the realm of those closed doors that people don't really talk about, you know, like that secret society type of thing. Each week or each day, depending on how we're feeling, we're going to bring you a podcast and we're going to touch some topics, man. It's a lot of things that's going on in the world that we feel that people are missing. The clues are in your face, but I don't think you're actually seeing them. So we're going to give them to you and we're going to dissect and decipher them as the events go down the line. So I'm not going to talk long. We're not going to beat you in the head. We're going to jump right into it. The first one we're going to talk about today, let's just jump right into it. Last week, a drummer that worked for Beyonce accused her of witchcraft. She said that she was trying to put spells on her, and she actually saw Beyonce do different spells on different occasions. Mr. M, would you like to dive into that and break that down for us today?
Oh, first, I'd like to introduce myself. I was in the military, and I served in the Gulf War. Mm-hmm. I've studied esoteric studies for over 15 years.
Okay.
And I have been associated with only one secret society that I almost joined was with the Resurrection Order that was out of California. Mm-hmm. So my background is really in depth on secret societies and witchcraft, sorcery, necromancy, and other occult phenomena they practice out there and everything.
Now, the reason why, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because the reason why I started this, I wanted to start these podcasts because you and I would have these discussions in full depth. And I felt that with your background and your knowledge about all that's going on, I felt that these conversations needed to be recorded and documented so that people can always go back and listen to them and review. So with that being said, let's touch the Beyonce thing, and I'll let you have the floor.
Beyonce evolution into witchcraft is no surprise. Mm-hmm. Ever since they started Destiny Child, which they said Destiny Child, when she was with the three girls and she had a dispute with those girls and they broke off and everything. Mm-hmm. The organizations in Hollywood, what you want to call it, either the Illuminati or the Mafia or whatever you want to call them, the Jewish Mafia, everything, were pushing her front forward to influence the society of the young women. Mm-hmm. So they pushed her up as a feminist, evolutionary, like a gender-bending thing in the middle, because they made her alter ego, Sasha Fierce, which is supposed to be the demon that's supposed to be possessing her when she does a performance on the stage and everything. Mm-hmm. But then, all of a sudden, she would do the Illuminati signs with her husband, Jay-Z, who is somewhat influenced by Aleister Crowley's studies and everything, but we'll touch on that subject later. Beyonce has always been initiated into the witchcraft ever since she got to Hollywood.
Okay.
Ever since she got into the singing business. Mm-hmm. And she has a mark on one of her ring fingers. It's real small. You cannot see it, but it's there. She's already been initiated as a high witch. She was always initiated into that dark order and everything. She wears the stuff and the clothing in her videos. In one of the videos, you can catch it. She has a Batman ring. Mm-hmm. She has all kinds associated with going through the 66 sign over eye. She has also do the triangle. And she's also has her own church that she's bought now that everybody can come worship her as a goddess.
Wow.
Now, she wears goddess uniforms in most of her performance. Mm-hmm. These are like basically deities like Esther and everything and all the other stuff. You can call it Ishtar, Isis, or you would call it Inna from Sumerian myths and everything. But really who she is representing is the Statue of Liberty. Now, people have a misconception of the Statue of Liberty. They think it's Ishtar or Isis. No, it's neither of those.
Okay.
The Statue of Liberty is an androgynous god called Diana Luciferia, which is Lucifer. See, Diana Luciferia was worshipped by the Greeks long ago. This is not in your mythology books. This is nowhere to reference. You have to dig this up yourself. The Whore of Babylon is Diana Luciferia. Diana Luciferia is the torchbearer that is in the Statue of Liberty that's in New York Harbor. That is who Beyonce is representation of, the goddess. She is manifestation of the Midnight Gods, which is Hecate, the three gods. She the three major goddess deities that go to the day into the night. The three moon phases that go into the day into the night. That's what she's representing. She represents the triple goddess, which is Hecate. Mm-hmm. That's why she's always in her performance. Everybody surrounded her. All the priests are surrounding her. They're holding her hands. They're rubbing on her and everything. Then they fall dead on the floor. That's the worship or the sacrifice to the ultimate goddess, which she represents. Hecate or Dida Luciferian. That is it. Now, as for her witchcraft, she's been practicing witchcraft for God who knows how long. Spell casting and everything and all the stuff. Who knows how long she's been doing it? The drummer probably is into witchcraft as well.
So why do you
probably had a dispute?
So, I was going to ask you that. Why do you think that? Because the drummer's been with her for a long period of time. Why do you think now, all of a sudden, that the drummer wanted to, you know, put out this information?
Well, maybe did she pissed her off and then she wanted to out Beyonce so that if Beyonce does use a curse to kill her, mm-hmm. everybody will know it. So it's public. Uh-huh. Once you go public, then people can look at it and they'll be in scrutiny and say, well, nothing's happened to you, so it must be fake. And they'll blow it off and the media will blow it off and everybody will blow it off. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be like a joke. Oh, she practiced witch. Oh, no, she doesn't. The girl's not dead. But if the girl found dead mysteriously one day and she never said anything about it, then
the power is, yeah.
She gets away with it. Uh-huh. And nobody speaks. Oh, nobody won't come out. Nobody won't say nothing. When you come out and you say something, you get in the public eye, and something happens to you, then people get suspicious. But if you don't come out in the public eye and say anything, it's all over.
Do you think that people would, because it was, you know, some people may have laughed it off like a joke. Do you think that's the intention? To make you believe that it's really not what it is?
The elites of this world do not want you to know anything about anything they do or who they control. They pick these people. These people are handpicked. They're not. They're groomed and they're grown from birth to go into these roles. Mm-hmm. They pick these families. These families are selected. There's no way you join the Illuminati. They pick you. They'll find you. Mm-hmm. If they want you, they'll come out of nowhere. They found her. They put her in that position. It's just like when Madonna was with Christine Aguilera and Britney Spears. She was the top pop star that was influenced the world for the Illuminati. She looked at the two stars. She picked
Britney
Spears. Mm-hmm. Now, Britney Spears was supposed to take that witchcraft role and everything, but Britney Spears cannot handle it. Her MK Ultra program and that stuff and all the other stuff, the rituals, that broke her down. She went into regression. So she failed. So they said, okay, then we're going to took somebody else in. They brought Lady Gaga.
Okay.
And they wanted Lady Gaga, and they put her as a successor. Then Britney Spears got pissed off and mad. And when they want nothing to do with Lady Gaga and everything, they took her crown and gave it to somebody else. Because she failed. She failed to do her performance, to influence society, to follow the decay society into corruption. So she failed, so they pulled her out of it. Then Britney Spears went into her nervous breakdowns and she went crazy.
So before you proceed, touch that, because you know we talk about this often. Touch on the MK Ultra thing for us a brief second, if you can.
A long time ago, when doing World War II, the Nazis were doing experiments on people and everything. The Nazis were heavily into science and experimentation and the clones and everything. Hitler was. And Mengele and all the rest of the scientists were into all kinds of things, like secret societies, sort of the Viril Society and the Thule Society. The Viril Society was mostly of psychics who were in contact with these like super beings that gave them information and knowledge to build all these things. Now, MK culture was something that they were experimenting on. They were experimenting on how human behavior responds to trauma mm-hmm. and creates multiple personalities. Now, this knowledge the Nazis gained during World War II was passed on to the United States after World War II in an operation they called Operation Paperclip, when they brought thousands of Nazi scientists to the United States and put them in all our secret organizations, all our CIA, FBI, excuse me, and government agencies. MKUltra was experimented on for quite some time during the 1940s, the 50s, and the 60s. But it was exposed, it got out, caught the university, somebody leaked it and got out, and the United States had to shut it down and had to make an apology. Because they were doing an experiment with people For how many years, I have no idea. I got to really look it up to see how far MK Ultra was.
Now, with that being said, how, why is it, or how did it manifest into not just the Illuminati, but how does it manifest into mind control over celebrities nowadays?
Well, they use that to control them, because just in case they have a second thoughts about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So, look at this, like, for instance, it's an old story called The Handler and the Butterfly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, Disney movie, sort of like the movie Wizard of Oz is an MK Ultra movie. So is the movie Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland is one of the deepest MK Ultra movies.
Why so? Like, give us a, you know, give the people at home that's listening just a brief example of what you're
doing. Alice Wonderland is like a mind game that goes into the MK Ultra thing. She goes into the, she goes down the rabbit hole. That means she's just sitting into her marriage. She walks through the looking glass. Mm-hmm. That means she's going into her own reflection, mm-hmm. her own personality. Mm-hmm. And when she goes down that rabbit hole, she goes into her sub personalities. Mm-hmm. That's why she sees the cat, the Mad Hatter, mm-hmm. the cards come into play and they come alive and everything and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she goes through all those things and those trips and everything. She's like she's on a drug trip. Okay. But really, she's not on a drug trip. Her personality is taking the journey to all her different personalities. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing when she was shrunk small, mm-hmm. until I tried to get into the keyhole and everything. Same thing. Those are her different personalities. That's why she had to look at the reflection and walk through the looking glass first. She sees her reflection. Her reflection is the reflection of her personality. When you look at yourself, that's your opposite personality. As, you know, Muhammad said, as above, so below. That's how it goes. If you're facing everything. You have two dualities. And you have dualities and everything. Now, MK Ultra's history, it will, in the United States, began at Columbia University. Columbia University also does a lot of psychic experiments and everything. And so does Duke University, but they don't tell you anything about that. MK Ultra was accessing the United States uses of LSD drugs as mind control, the information gathering and psychological torture. Project MK Ultra lasted from 1953 until about 1973. Mm-hmm. But it didn't become available to the public until 1975 due to a congressional investigation into the widespread illegal use of CIA activities within the United States. But then, you know, probably the Soviets also did, you know, those experiments as well. Mm-hmm. And probably other people and everything during the Cold War and everything like that. But MK Ultra is used on citizens for control. They control the ones that they think that will break away. That's why it's used. Okay, that person breaks away. You know, they may have second thought. They break away. Oh, I don't want to be doing this no more. I don't want to do killings. I don't want to be the MK Ultra prostitute on the street. I don't want to do rituals and sacrifices. I want to get out of this. Mm-hmm. Boom. Throw them back into that program.
Wow.
And recycle them right back out there. Then they come out most docile and weary, and they look drunk. Oh, yes, I understand. I just had to go to rehab. It's like they send them to a medical center, and it's like a...
Right, so...
I switch, and I put you back out there.
Not to jump around and jump the gun, but you're touching something, and I always bring Kanye with the MK Ultra.
Kanye is not just on the MK Ultra. He's on the Kim Kardashian control. Kim Kardashian is a witch. She's an Armenian witch.
Right.
Her whole family is into witchcraft. She is extremely dangerous.
Now hold on, because you know we're gonna go. That's a whole episode on its own. But I just was asking you about the Kanye with the MK Ultra. But you say it's deeper with him than
far deeper.
Okay,
because they're associated. Look at this. Beyonce can walk in the White House and associate with the president. Really, put that into understanding. She's not no politician. She's not no person that's supposed to be a public figure in politics or anything. She just walks right in the White House and say, oh, I want this girl released. The president only one that's supposed to be able to pardon people.
And this is Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian, right.
A reality star.
Right.
Could walk into the White House with impunity and just say, hey, I want this lady released.
And just like that.
Yeah. And they can release her. Mm. Think about that once in a while. Just really think about that. She's a reality star, got popular from having sex with a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And she walks right now, so
White House, right by Trump, takes a picture too, and gets to do whatever she wants. And that's not the only one that has done this. We'll touch on the other ones.
Right, that's what I said. I don't want to stray off the what you know what our topics are today. But I just wanted to touch on the MK Ultra with Kanye. But you said it's deeper than that, right?
Why deep?
So the next thing
is we're gonna touch on
is what the what you
the
have
Met Gala.
The Met Gala. Yes, you've mentioned this many of times.
Wow! 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 Whoa! See, they try to do this little fashion stuff show. Mm-hmm. And they dress up in all these exotic costumes and everything. Mm-hmm. And they call it the Met Gala.
Now, this has been something that's been,
going on for years. Yeah, the theme's been going on for years and everything. They got, you know, they red carpet to the Met Gala and everything.
Now, how is this, from your, you know, from your knowledge, how was this derived? Like, how did it start?
Was it derived from, they just do this as a ritual show. It's a metropolitan, like an art museum ritual show. It shows a lot of costumes, but these costumes have a lot of esoteric meaning. We're going to just touch on the 2008 one. Okay. That was a Catholic theme. Mm. Now, the Catholic Church is involved in occultism, whether you like it or not. You can be a Catholic and get arguing at me all you want to. The Catholic has a secret order called the Jesuit Priests. They also have the Vatican Library, which houses the Grand Grimoire, which is the Red Dragon, and which they always have kept there for all these hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. You notice the Catholic Church, who's also the ones who launched the Crusades mm-hmm. on the Middle East to gather all the knowledge and bring it back to Europe.
Right.
These are all the Catholics doing it. And the Catholics would also want to send out the Inquisitions to kill people and murder people who supposedly were practicing witchcraft, but they probably were destroying all their enemies and everything as well. Now, the Catholic Church has a lot of esoteric meaning in their church and everything. So you got to go by one thing at a time with them. Now, the theme of the Met Gala was basically
2008, you're speaking of.
2018, mm-hmm. you had the themes of Catholic priests, which Rihanna did. You had Kim Kardashian doing the triple cross, mm-hmm. which she wore the triple cross and then everything, with a golden dress. And with a triple cross, which is the two crosses she wore on a necklace and on her thing and all that stuff. Then she's representing goddess figures. That's virtual goddess. Goddess, mother goddess, high priestess. She is a high priestess witch. That's why she wears those colors. That's why she wears that gold. The same thing with Rihanna. Rihanna's not that very important right now. The Illuminati or the elites of the world have just pushed her to the background.
Why so? Because in your opinion,
she longer she's done her job,
which was her, what
for corruption and influence the kids into witchcraft and everything else, and to corrupt the youth into sexual perversion and everything else, and to promote their symbols and everything and everything. She's done that. She's accomplished her mission. She's done her thing in the music business to send out her influence and spells into whatever she wanted to do to influence society. She's done. They don't see no use for her anymore, but just a bow piece or a picture or something like that. They'll find somebody else that's more influential with it right now and push her forward. That's why Beyonce is still standing in the spotlight right now.
But why her though?
Because she appeals. She has a following, a big following. Now, it's called a beehive, and they follow her, and they call her the queen bee.
Now, with that being said, you know, I want to stay in line with that because you always mention Ariana Grande.
Whew.
Right. So is she the new, as you say, what, heir to the throne or bearer of the torch? Or
yeah, they pushed her. Ever since that London in the Senate, when they had that bombing.
Right. Now, for the people that don't understand, explain that incident and how it coincides with her.
Well, that was a big sacrifice for her. That was a big push for her. You know, she wasn't doing nothing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, boom, that London incident happened. She was in the spotlight. After that, you see Ariana Grande in every video. Now they got her in this video calling God as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They got her at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting her everywhere in the book where you can see her. This is the new one. She is what you call the rebellious spirit now. She's what you would call the Babylon whore. Or the androgynous whore, you would call it male and female, whatever you want to call it. She's the new Gaia symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pushing her out there like everything. She's everywhere.
So, like, not to interrupt you, but so you talk about the, you know, we spoke about the video. Give the people that's listening a few things that you actually saw in the video that you pointed out that you saw that was signs of the secret society.
Oh, the Godless Woman video is easily simple as defined. It's what it is symbolizing Lucifer and Thor in the hammer at the same time. Toward the end of the video, you see her with a hammer, Noxie symbol like a Noxie helmet that represents Thor. She throws the hammer at the ceiling. It is not a glass ceiling. That is a hammer smashing the firmament. The firmament freeing the dark angels, the fallen angels. That's why you see the symbolism. She's throwing the firmament. It frees the fallen angels. You see two giant legs. That is Lucifer, the light bearer, as it was light coming down, being free from the firmament, which Lucifer is androgynous, both male and female. The angels were considered androgynous by the Gnostics a long time ago. The Gnostics was a pseudo-Christian cult. They believed in total different things like the demiurge and the goddess Sophia and all these other things. I will explain that later on, but we're going to see Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande is representing the new Sophia, the new goddess, or the new Diana Luciferia, or Lucifer, to free the female into the feminist mindset. That's why females are giving you that mindset of goddess worship and goddess worship and everything, and worship of gods and everything and everything. But these are basically not going to be the worship of goddesses. They're going to be worship of androgynous gods, who are both male and female. That's why you got the transgender stuff being promoted, and they're trying to wipe out all gender identity.
Why?
So everybody will be androgynous.
But why?
Both male and female. Everything will go in reverse. Society will be more docile, and everything will go in reverse.
So everything
in God creation must be reversed in order for the Antichrist to appear in Lucifer, for his reign. So for this big domination, they're going to be pushing later on. And when they push all these little markings, the beast and the chip and everything. I read a book a long time ago by a man. He was saying that this beast would be an absolute super powerful computer. And the Antichrist would control the beast. The beast would speak through the machine. It would have a face through the machine. That's why they're pushing the robots and machines also. That's going to be part of the beast. If you look at the movie, old movie, Megatropolis. Mm-hmm. The robot had a five-pointed star upside down in the background of it. The beast is a representation of the machine. Just like the mark of the beast, also the representation of the beast, which is Batman. That's both as above, so below, but both male and female. Mm-hmm. Androgyny is a sign of the mark of the beast also, because it's both male and female representation. Mm-hmm. Those all come into play right there. Now, Ariana Grande is pushing this thing right now. They're making her push this to the full degree. They're putting her out there. She's done her whatever ceremony or rite for them and everything. She's appeased them. They say, okay, we're going to push this girl forward. She's going to be the one that's going to be the spearhead. She's going to spearhead it for a while until they get tired of it and they pull somebody out and pull somebody else in there.
Now, let me ask you this. Whatever happened to, because we'll get back to her, but whatever happened, because you mentioned Britney. But whatever happened to Aguilera? Like, why wasn't she chosen?
She's just too dark. She has dark hair. She's representing much of a darker female. And, you know, they want that blonde hair, blue eye girl.
Okay.
They want that Caucasian girl.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a little bit of racism in occultism. There's a little bit of racism in Freemasons. Mm-hmm. You know, most white Freemason lodges are mostly all white.
Right.
And then they have some black people in there here and there, but majority of white Freemason lodges are white.
Okay.
And the mostly black Freemason, or Boule, you want to call them, are right. Black. Mm-hmm. They have a separate. You know, brother, the brother, you know, Skull and Bones. If you ever seen a black person in Skull and Bones?
No.
No. You're not going to ever see that.
And you're not going to see it.
No. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
They still got the Skull of Geronimo in that darn place in Yale, too. But whatever, we'll touch on that a lot of times. Now, Ariana Grande is now the one who's, you know, she did a video called Breaking Free. Mm-hmm. Which had a lot of cult symbolism, especially the Kabbalah Tree of Life, especially the Seal of Lucifer. Now, what is it making her? What is she breaking free from? Is she breaking free from Christianity to seek Lucifer and finally get her fruit that set her free was the Tree of Life? Look at the symbolism in the video. What set her free is the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life, or was it the Tree of Death? There's two trees. There's the Tree of Life and there's the Klethoth, mm-hmm. which is the Tree of Death. Now, She was in this place where all these creatures were. They were all these Lucifer symbols around and everything. And supposedly something was, she was getting away from them and everything and all that stuff. But was this a prison of, well, this is just something to set her free that she would eat off the forbidden fruit from this tree. She put it inside the spaceship thing, powered the spaceship, and it set them free. Now, that's just like taking the fruit off the apple of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, getting it, and then opening their eyes and setting them free to see good and evil. It's just like the same thing. That's what the symbolism was. That's why Ariana Grande is promoted so much right now. She's that young figure that can beat that influence, influences young feminists, second wave feminist organizations. Then the Me Too movement came in at the same time to docile out and put the society under more restraints and more control so they can move their agendas forward. And it's like everything's going according to plan for them. And this is what they're pushing. They're pushing this very hard.
Why?
Because they want society to be under control. They want the male masculine figure out of the picture. They want the woman in control because women are more chaotic and more emotional than things. I'm not saying that's bad about women. I don't think that's a terrible thing about women. But women's way of thinking is more on their emotions. Men are logical. Men will see things with logic all the time. He will try to evaluate the situation to say, is this going to be a best situation for me or not? That's why a man looks at things.
So with that being said, is it safe to say that the whole, because I'm noticing a lot of feminine movement, movies and TV shows, was this pre-planned?
It was planned Hillary? A long time ago.
Or, like, was she supposed to lose? Because we, even though she's lost, we still seeing the feminine movement heavy. Like, it was, like, to me, it seemed like it was kind of pre-planned.
You got to look at 1966. What 1966, what did the newspaper say? That's when Rosemary Baby came out.
Right.
1966, New York Times said God is dead. Mm. The New York Times said God is dead. You had the hippie movements. You had Vietnam. And you had the feminist movement. And you had the Black Panther at the same time. But see, the feminist movement came in. See, feminism was put there to stabilize society, to get the children into the schools to be indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. Now that the children won't listen to their parents, they'll view the state as their parents. And the state will control the children. Mm-hmm. And their indoctrination will be quicker. That's why so many people are sheep. They're asleep. They're brainwashed because
right.
they got them into the schools to indoctrinate them real fast so they can't think. Okay. Then they throw that TV, which TV is the greatest indoctrination tool known to man that's ever been created.
I believe that.
It is more effective than MK Ultra. Because TV can actually program. That's why they're implementing TV everywhere now. So that program, they can keep programming people to think. You emulate what you see. Mm-hmm. And people emulate what they see. They see it on TV. They emulate it. People can say they don't. They do. I could give you 100,000 examples of people looking at TV and doing exactly what the TV said to do.
Well, perfect example, going back to what you were saying previously, Kim Kardashian. Everybody wants to be
like her.
Like her.
And when Beyonce puts on clothes and everything, the girl's just like her. And the same way with Hannah Montana.
Lady Gaga.
You see her pictures? Oh, I want to dress up like her. I want to be like her. Wear traffic clothes, short dress, showing half her ass. And, oh, I'm going to be like her and everything. Want to dance like her and be like her.
I forgot about Miley Cyrus, man. She was a chosen one as well. Oh,
yes, but, you know, she's run a course. All the people from the Mickey Mouse Club get their choice. They all come from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Right.
The Merry Mouseketeers, Disney.
Yes.
The chief of military organizations, chief of the CIA, the chief of MK Ultra, and the chief of witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Most Disney's have a lot of subliminal messages in their movies and everything.
Yeah, we talk about that. You and I also talk about that a lot.
That would have to be a real serpent subject because you would have to do a lot because Disney goes way back. Mm-hmm. And there's child pedophilia and there's much, much more that goes on with Disney. And it meets the eye. It's just a lot of stuff. But you would have to start with movies and dissect some of these movies. Their movies all have messages in them. You got to look at a movie carefully when you look at it coming from Disney.
Right.
There's a message that they're sending to your children.
But
your
why? Children, why so young? That's my next question.
You got to indoctrinate the kids at a young age. Mm-hmm. You can't start at an old age. See, you're already set into a personality. Mm-hmm. But at a young age, right before 7, there is still mold. You can mold that kid into what you want him to be.
So is this the reason why they're doing this with Ariana Grande, you're saying, for the young kids, right?
That's what the Mizzou stars are, the fluid society. They're entertainment to influence society. That's why it's called E.T. You know, you got to look at symbolism. Symbolism is everywhere. It's all over the place. They want to use these stars to influence society and to give their opinion to society. So when they influence society, people follow along. They say, oh, the celebrities, they're rich and famous. They must know what they're talking about, which they don't. But people follow them anyway.
Right, because you, perfect example, again, I would say, is Kanye, who just is out of control with his thinking or his programming, let's say. And just the things that come out of his mouth is just...
Remember, he had a breakdown on stage. He was telling the truth. Yeah. But see, they had to do his reprogramming. So, you know, right. Send him back to the hospital.
A.K.A. rehab.
Yeah, and they MK ultra him again. Kim took over again and say, oh, Kim is the handler. Oh, he's all right now. He's fine.
Right, I forgot he had that breakdown.
Yeah. Remember the Jews... The Zionist Jews control all of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And most of the Zionist Jews are in the White House right now under Trump. You people got to look at who you associate with. Why they associate with these people. Why they doing these things. You know, Hillary has her own dark connections as well. So does Bill Clinton and everybody else. But there is no purity in the Washington, D.C.
Even even in the Obama years as well?
Oh, Obama's the worst year. Mm-hmm. Obama is part of those secret societies. He's a part of the bloodline. Mm-hmm. They're all part of the bloodline. That's why they get no positions. Mm-hmm. They know that. Queen of England knows that. Mm-hmm. All the Freemasons know that. Mm-hmm. Rosicrucians know that. OTO knows it. Golden Dawn knows it. I can continue.
Right.
They know who they are. They're not going to tell you. Rothschild, Rockefeller, Goldman Sachs. How deep do you want to go? Look who controls the Federal Reserve. They're Rockefellers. And guess who else?
Rothschild.
Two major banks over there.
That's a podcast in its own with that. Because one, you know, you and
if you want to know about darkest witchcraft that ever goes over Europe, go to the Rothschild's secret mansion. Mm-hmm. You can ever get in there alive. If they allow you to get that close, if you want to be a witch and get blessed, go to the Rothschild.
That's where you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's over in England, although. If you want to find the darkest books of magic and occultism, go to England. The stuff they sell in the bookstores are nothing. They are watered down occultism. They're play goddess worship and love spells. And publishers, that really don't even work. Mm-hmm. You want to go to the real deep stuff, go to England. England is where it all is.
Why so, though? Why?
That's where the Rothschild's mention is. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Queen Elizabeth, that's where the Druid priests stayed, and most of the witchcraft cults came from.
So that's the origins?
Yes, it's the origins of the Druid priests. Mm-hmm. Most of our Druid priests and our celebrations of Halloween come from there. From the Druid priests who worship Samhain, Lord of the Dead, doing what? Halloween. Halloween was supposed to be when the veil is the thinnest and when the spirits can come through the firmament. Mm-hmm. You know, see, God created the firmament and everything, the waters above and below. If you know that, and that's why it says, as above, so below. Mm-hmm. There's the waters above us and the waters below us.
So now, you know, Halloween is coming upon us. Give the listeners a brief glimpse of what goes on for Halloween
and sacrifice, violence, and devil worship.
Or.
That's the grand Sabbath. That's when the veil is supposed to be the thinnest and all the spirits supposed to roam the earth. That's why they used to wear masks and everything to scare off the evil spirits. The Druids instructed people to do that. To scare the evil spirits away and leave treats for the evil spirits to get. Or, you know, trick them to that. That's where you get the thing called trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Look at that.
And everything. See, the Druids would take people in wicker baskets and burn them. They'll burn them in fire and watch the way they die so they could tell if they can see omens of the future through the way they died in death. Mm-hmm. You know, they actually forced people. They say, you'll die unless you give a kid the sacrifice of virgin upon sighing on that grand Sabbath, all Hallows Eve, Halloween. That's why you got so many horror movies doing Halloween and everything, the masks, the witches, everybody dresses up in all these extravagant things. But you got to notice what Halloween is also. Everybody dresses up in a mask and everything. All the satanic ceremonies or in the rich organizations, they also wear masks. If you've seen Eyes Wide Shut, they wear masks and they did the rituals in masks. If you look at the movie The Ninth Gate, they all wore masks and they had a satanic ceremony in a mansion. If you look at all other movies and everything, like the Mephisto's Wash. Mm-hmm. This is an old movie you should check out. They wore masks, mm-hmm. and it was a extravagant mention they were, and they were all drinking and everything. This is the same ritual that goes on and on and on. Even in the movie with Vincent Price, The Red Death, when all of them wore their masks and extravagant costumes and everything and did their rituals. Those were Satanists. And at the end, the Red Death came and claimed all the Satanists and killed them.
Jeez Louise.
And that's, you know, these are book movies that are all out there for you to see. You can witness these movies as much as possible. It's just, they're not hiding none of these movies. Just look at the movies and study what you see inside the movie.
Now, you were saying that as well. Like, they have to show you these things. They cannot hide from you, correct?
Yeah. They show you, say, stop you. It's an old saying, an old thing. Stop me if you can. It's like a karmatic law. Okay, in order for me not to suffer karmatic retribution, I will show you this. I will say, okay, here it is. I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to do this and do that. I'm going to cast a spell, and it's going to kill you. I told you it. Now, if you joke it off and laugh it off and say, oh, no, you're not going to do it. I'm going to care. I will suffer no karma if the spell works and kills you. No karma comes back on me. But if I don't tell you and I do it, I suffer karmic retribution. 3 times 3 comes back to me for what I sent out to you. But if you warn the person, then you say, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is it. They have a chance to stop it.
Right. But at the end of the day, I told you that I was going to do this.
It. But you don't do anything about it. Society sees this stuff goes on every day. They see these rituals and everything, these spaces that these military places they have and all this stuff, all these stuff to promote it on TV. Some people recognize it, but they don't want to do nothing about it. Either they're too scared mm-hmm. or they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And half of them don't know what to do. They're scared to death of it.
Now, you were talking, you know, again, you were talking about Ariana Grande. So let's use that to segue into Katy Perry.
They don't use Katy Perry no more because Katy Perry's having a nervous breakdown. But at a time, they were using Katy Perry for everything from cannibalism to witchcraft and everything.
Now, at one point, she was allegedly the chosen one, correct?
Not exactly.
Why not?
Because she was not initiated by Madonna. Madonna's the one that initiated the chosen. She's the one that initiated the top one. Because she was the top star then. That was the ritual. Katy Perry had nothing to do with that ritual.
So why was she, you know, at that at the peak?
That's what she was used for. You know, Katy Perry was used for that type of girl she was. They used her for the type of rituals they wanted to use her for. And the type of symbolism they wanted to send out there.
Right. I kissed the girl and I liked it.
Liked it. Or I'll see an eye symbolism in her Egyptian uniforms and her one where she did, where she was being eaten alive, cannibalized as food to promote cannibalism in the video.
But why would they promote cannibalism?
Eating the human flesh. That's part of the rituals. That's part of one of the darkest rituals you can ever do. To sacrifice somebody, eat their heart, or eat the human flesh. See, in the darkest days of magic and occultism, a long, long time ago, when it was the ancient time, this is what they were doing some seriously. That's when the serious dark stuff was going on. Mm-hmm. What you see now is everything's a little bit more hidden. They won't do that in the public. They won't just cut kids and start sacrificing, doing pentagrams on the ground, lighting black candles, and burning musk incense and going crazy. They won't do that in front of the public. Mm-hmm. Public go into outrage and start going out there and try to kill them.
Right.
But so they do these secret rituals and hidden underground tunnels and everything. That's why the military has underground tunnels, the White House has underground tunnels, the Catholic churches, big cathedrals over there, and you have underground tunnels. They parade these kids on there. They get them into the rituals. They get these kids from these foster homes and these outcast kids that nobody cares about, sacrifice a prostitute in the neighborhood if they can catch them. Well, notice how many kids disappear.
Right.
They don't care about kids. FBI don't got tons of chicks on kids. They don't care nothing about what happens to them. If they really did, they'd just go, they'll do all the investigation. They won't investigate.
Because they were already done.
Yeah, they did that Johnny Gosch thing. Johnny Gosch disappeared with delivering newspapers. That went down and nobody said a darn thing about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ted Gardner Center investigated that. They didn't do a damn thing about it. Mm-hmm. And that was investigating all that. They got rid of him, too.
Jesus Christ.
John Todd, a long time ago, in 1970, gave everybody a warning about Illuminati. He said he was from the Collins family.
Say that name one more time.
John Todd.
Okay.
And he tried to warn people way back in 1970, and nobody listened to a damn thing he said.
Now, you, when you would, you know, when you talk about him, you said he actually, what, he was a part of it.
And oh, then, yeah. I can listen. I was in the, I have studied the occult. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, detail from detail, he said is absolutely 100% true.
Give me an example.
Well, John Todd was talking about when they cast spells and everything, they cast spells on music and everything, they summoned up a sort of spirit, that was a principality, a power to follow this music around. That is an actual ritual that you can do. You can summon the spirit to follow an object around. You can summon the spirit within an object so they can follow that certain object around. Music, records, anything for that influence. You would pick one, probably one of the Goshen spirits, or what you would pick the spirit that influenced, the kind of influence you would have got out there. If it's corruption, strife, you know, lust, anything. You put that spirit into that object, or you put that spirit to follow that. You know, they have demon legions under the command, so they would send them out there, they possess that thing, and follow it around. And you play the music and everything. Music is very influential. When you listen to it, you even actually remember the lyrics. Mm. It's like memorization. And certain triggers, just like MK Ultra, certain little noises will trigger that certain song right back into your mind and start ringing in your mind. You can sing it word for word, lyric from lyric. Mm. Absolutely remember. It's like a spell. Now, see, John Todd was in that music business, and then everything, he followed that music business around and everything. He followed them around and all that stuff. Another thing he mentioned was the book Necronomicon. Now, a lot of people say, oh, this is a fake book and everything. It's not a real book. Oh, yes, it is. It's a certain type of book that's different from what H.P. Lovecraft read. Mm-hmm. And the spells in there, that says a witch's grimoire spell thing. There's only three copies of it. I don't know exactly their locations, but they're around here and there and everywhere. That's what they practice from. And they are rituals from the Necronomicon that you open up gates, which are seven gates. Sometimes there could be more. I'm not exactly. I've never seen the exact original manuscript. And, you know, these are initiation rituals. This is basically initiation rituals. You're initiating yourself. You're initiating yourself into the powers of, you know, the powers of hell. Hell has nine gates. If you looked in the movie The Nine Gates, he had the nine gates to the kingdoms of Shad. Mm-hmm. To the be on the left-hand path to the side of Lucifer. So he had to follow the nine gates.
Right.
And the nine gates had nine little things in there that he had to follow to get to that final gate that gave him why Lucifer chose the one who sought the most, who did the most research in the book and everything. That's his choice, or her choice. As the great beast is Babylon, the female that fallen. If you notice that Lucifer inside of the movie The Night Gate was a female as well, but an androgynous female. Nobody noticed that. Androgynous. Always remember, androgynous. Mm-hmm. Not a female, but androgynous female. Both male and female. And it goes like that. That's why Baphomet is both male and female, mm-hmm. representing both demon and angel, light and darkness, reality and illusion, as well as so as above, so below. Both it ain't. And things going to reverse. These are all, you know, these are all symbols. Symbolism is not that hard to figure out. You just got to look at what the symbol means. Mm-hmm. It's just like if you see three triple rings, what you see, you think that's the phoenix. That's not the phoenix. That's a sign of a seraphim. The six waning seraphim. Look at the Bible. Read your Bible. Your Bible has everything. It represents those things. And if the wings are blue, the blue wings, six wing seraphim. The angels have six wings. People think most of the angels have one set of wings. No, if you look at the Bible says there are distinctly three different types of angels and different the category of angels would be about how many? Let me see. They would probably be types of angels. I know the principalities and powers. So we gotta go somewhere and stop that.
But while you look that up, talk about the what you have there, the Diana.
Diana Luciferia is just another name for Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Lucifer has many names. And until the uninitiated, there's a lot more names that you could never figure out. because they're not going to tell you. To the uninitiated, we only know somebody that's Lucifer, maybe Satan. But to the initiated, there's a lot of names like Nick, old Nick, Miser Pete in Germany. I'll just go that far because I don't like to mention the other ones at this time. But there's also names that Lucifer goes by and everything. And these nicknames and everything, you go to, you know, everybody in Hollywood brags about they made a pact with the devil and everything. The devil, making a pact with the devil is very easy. It doesn't require all this other crazy, exaggerated things people say. All you got to do is go out to the countryside, call to the quarters, the three, four corners of the earth. Call his name out. You know, he's the bringer of chaos. He's the fallen one. We're falling for grace. Say that. Call it for every night. Every night, go out there and keep doing it, and he will come. Guaranteed. And I am not joking. He will come. And that's up to you what you want to do after that.
So when he appears, what happens?
You see a flickering light, or you see a shadow standing against a tree, or you see a mist. These things happen. You know, these are manifestations of spirits. If you, you know, you work with spiritualism, you will notice this stuff happen. This is something that when you do a thing, you get involved in the cult. That's some things you see. And, you know, it's just you just a conjuration of certain spirits and everything. Spirits are all around you all the time. You just don't see them. They can't bother you unless you call them. When you call them, that's it.
Okay, so with that being said, you know, we got a little, you know, a little time left and to ride out. I really wanted to talk and really touch the Kanye thing. What is your views on him? Like, what do you think happened to him?
Basically, what happened to him, Kanye had a breakdown in his MK Ultra programming. And he...
But how did it start? Like, how did it start? Well, we know about the sacrifice, you know, with the moms and all that.
Well, skip all of that. You know, I'm telling you to say this. Just because it's a form of brainwashing, that doesn't mean your personality, the original good personality, can't resurface. That one, that you always come back to your morals and everything, that little bit of light that's still left inside of you. That little bit of light darkness that's not distinguished. And that comes back to you, go to your senses and say, oh my goodness, what am I doing?
So every once in a while, he snaps out of it, you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of them do. Some of them malfunction. You know, you've seen them on TV. They'll malfunction, they'll freeze up and they'll stare. News announcers and everything, they'll stare. And some of them go crazy, they just stare, they just have a nervous breakdown. It malfunctions at sometimes. That program malfunctions. Mm-hmm. So he had a malfunction and he came to his senses. And he just started warning people, this is what people wanted to do to me. This is what Jay-Z wanted to do to me, he killed me and everything, all this other stuff. And all this other stuff came out. You people don't know what you're doing. He tried to warn everybody, but everybody was booing him because they're brainwashed. They're going to listen to him and go, oh, yeah. Jay-Z, he's not that way. And Kanye, you're just going crazy. And you know, all the celebrities are going to still blow it off and say, oh, he went crazy. He went crazy. You know, he just had a breakdown. Then they threw him in the hospital and reprogrammed him. He came out of brand new and different. And he just started talking all kinds of craziness and on the opposite end of the spectrum. I support Trump. I do this. I do that. I'm this way. I do this and I do that. They even got him dressed up like a bottle right now.
Right.
It's crazy stuff. He's going crazy now. They got him going there. And Kim is his handler. And Kim goes around with him, handles him, directs him, puts him on his path.
So basically, he's a done deal. It's over for him.
Oh, he could be saved if he could break from his program, but they're not going to let him. They're going to let him go out alive. Those, the Illuminati's got him. That's their puppet. They're going to use him to the very end until he's gone.
And he knows this.
Oh, he's so brainwashed, he probably haven't figured it out yet. If he comes to his senses, he knows it already. They can sacrifice him anytime they want to. They can get rid of him anytime they want to. Those celebrities, they can knock them off anytime they want to.
Right. And we were talking about, you know, with the Ariana Grande thing, we were talking about a week or two ago, the passing of Mac Miller, the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that was the sacrifice for. I told you that. The London sacrifice and him. That had to happen for her to be elevated. She's being elevated now. And as long as she gets everything done that she needs to get done, they're going to elevate her farther and farther, higher and higher.
Now, why wasn't he accepted? You know, why was he sacrificed?
He just didn't fit the bill. Mm-hmm. Just didn't, it wasn't the type they wanted.
So he just, no matter how hard he tried, he just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, no matter how hard he tried, he just couldn't get it done.
Well.
Oh, and so about the angels, the classes, angels, they're seraphims, cherubim, thrones, dominions, lordships, virtues, strongholds, powers, authorities, principality, rulers, and the archangels. But it doesn't all go in that same role and everything. Mm-hmm. It all go different types and everything. You got angels that float around God and goes, holy is holy is holy is holy all the time. Then you have this army, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and all of that. Uriel and all of those that go in that category. But soldiers, messengers, and everything like that and stuff like that. Michael being the chief general of the army. You know, Michael and Gabriel being beside God's throne. Mm-hmm. And everything like that. Those like that and everything. But your Bible is a very interesting book. A lot of people think, you know, the Bible, you got the Psalms that are prayers to God. That's what you do. You're supposed to do your prayers. Everybody doesn't follow the Bible like it's written. Mm-hmm. They just read from certain passages and they just throw it out there. There's descriptions of angels inside the Bible. They are not human looking. They do not look human at all, but they can assume human form.
Right.
But you know, people just, you know, they misinterpret and everything. And Bible could also be used for dark magic.
Really?
Yes. In reverse, saying the prayers in reverse, and the prayers, everything in reverse in the Bible, is this is the most popular, dangerous black magic book there is. The Bible right there in your own house.
Sheesh.
Can be used for black magic to summon any demon you want. And send out one of the most terrifying curses there is, the Bible itself. Sitting right in everybody's living room, everybody's bedroom, and in every hotel room inside the little drawer.
Well, before we wrap it up, any last thoughts, you know,
that you want to send to people? People out there, do not worry about what the Illuminati is doing. Worry about what you're doing. Plan ahead. Get supplies. Keep your guns and everything else. Don't worry about what they're doing. Worry about what you have going on in your life. Mm-hmm. You have children, protect them. You have family members, give them heed and warning and protect them in everything. And for most of all, pray. Mm-hmm. Prayer and everything, because their darker times coming ahead. You have no idea what they're going to do. I do, but you have no idea what's coming.
And with that being said, we'll wrap this up. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the first podcast. I think we're going to I'm leaning more towards Illuminati Decoded. I think that's what this going to we're going to call the show. And we'll be back soon. And again, we thank you for listening. Have a great day.